This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. You'd think one line of work that would be safe from the robot takeover is human resources, but some companies are working on it. A recent New York Times investigation laid out how Amazon's automated systems for managing warehouse workers led to unreasonable scheduling, delayed benefits, and inadvertent firings. Peter Capelli is a professor of management and director of the Center for Human Resources at Wharton. I asked him what a traditional HR department used to do that's now done by software.
You know, I think there's a lot of paper pushing things that have been automated and, you know, work pretty well. It's just putting stuff into software. So filling out forms, for example, we probably all do those a lot. As chat bots, which are pretty common, the same sort of thing that you'd get if you call customer service, although we hope it works better than that, that answers your questions and moves you along the trails. The things which are kind of on the horizon are things that involve machine learning and building algorithms that will actually help you predict things, like predict who will be a good employee, or possibly even predict who will be a bad employee, you know, who among your current people might steal from you or something like that, right? And those are the more controversial ones.
That seems pretty scary, knowing what we know about mistakes that algorithms make.
One of the big differences that algorithms make in terms of mistakes is they make mistakes at scale. For example, if you're thinking about hiring, generally speaking, we do hiring really poorly. We push the problem off on the line managers because it's cheap to do. And each manager does it differently. So say they actually discriminate against somebody. Well, there's one manager and one problem that maybe you could identify. Once you have an algorithm that makes hiring decisions and it makes a mistake, it's a class action mistake because it's making the same mistake for everybody. And you're now in big trouble as an employer.
And the legal risks are, I assume, discrimination lawsuits, wrongful termination, that kind of thing?
All those things. And generally, you have to show that the practices you're using actually work. If you didn't build the tool, you have to still be able to demonstrate that it works on your employees.
Are you seeing any innovations in this area that you think are positive?
Sure. It's used to do things which we're just not doing now. So for example, lots of companies now, people are starting to be able to move systematically inside their companies. You can apply for all kinds of different jobs. But how do you decide which jobs make sense for you? Sometimes it's not so obvious. So the algorithms could do that for you, and there are companies and vendors who will do that. Yeah, maybe some sophisticated counselor could do it for you, but we got rid of those people a while ago, so it's not being done.
Peter Capelli directs the Center for Human Resources at the Wharton School. You can hear more from our interview on the Marketplace Tech podcast, including what he calls the ideological divide among business executives over whether to trust employees or try to control them. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.